It seemed hard to realise that only a fortnight had gone by since our gunnery course had ended. Now a new batch of snotties inhabited the wardroom of Enchantress and collected in the evening on deck just as we had done. The topics of conversation were much the same. All the old heated discussions cropped up and all the old arguments were paraded and dismissed. Here and there, a smaller group would discuss the prospects of being appointed to this flotilla or that. A few worked to serve with the Grand Fleet, where there was the possibility of being in a fleet action. But against this, there was the monotony of the life. The long days in harbour at Scapa Flow, or the dreary sweeps southwards in company with the battle squadrons. It seemed an endless job, this screening of big ships in all weathers. Under blue skies, or when heavy seas ran through the Pentland Firth, the Grand Fleet destroyer flotillas had to be there. And in the winter, when the northerly gales beat against Cape Wrath and Rattray Head, spray froze and hung down in long icicles from their mastheads. No, the Grand Fleet flotillas did not appeal to me. A better proposition altogether was the 13th flotilla, which had its base at Trecyth. This was the overgrown destroyer escort of the battle cruiser force, and working as it did in an advanced striking force of the Grand Fleet, it came in for most heavyweight excitement that was going. More varied still was the Harwich force under Tyrwhitt, consisting of destroyers with C-class light cruisers as divisional leaders. These ships guarded the Thames estuary and protected the southeastern coastline. They knew the shallow waters off the Belgian coast and the shipping routes between the English and Dutch ports. Things were always lively hereabouts. Then there was the Dover Patrol, under the command of Roger Keyes. They had, to their credit, the gallant night action of the flotilla leaders Swift and Broke, and it was from this base that the raid on Zeebrugge had been carried out only a few weeks since. As for the other flotillas, the Devonport escort looked after the merchant convoys at the western entrance to the channel, while the Buncrana escort did similar work off the northern coast of Ireland. To me, both seemed filled with dullness and discomfiture. Decidedly, there was only three flotillas worth joining. The 13th at Rosyth, the Harwich force, and the Dover patrol. These monopolised all the honours and the excitement that was going. Life in any other flotilla would be a misery of boredom. Then received, I hereby appoint you, ... to Wallington for vehement ... at Immingham ...